I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the Kane Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps. Beginning in 1953, the Kane Cadets, sponsored by the Kane Volunteer Fire Department, took local and regional parades by storm. The Corps wowed spectators with their precise movements and expert brasswork, outclassing competitors in Erie, Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and all over western Pennsylvania. At the time, patriotic drum and bugle corps ensembles sprung up like weeds, and Kane's snappy and well-drilled parade unit was a source of town pride. Fierce rivalries developed with the Johnsonburg Marching Yellow Jackets and the Limestone Black Panthers as local corpsmen battled it out dozens of times a year. During peak season between Memorial Day and July the 4th, the Kane Cadets marched in as many as four parades a week. There was pressure to bring home the prize money, sometimes as much as $250 per competition, just to cover travel expenses, uniforms, and other associated expenses. The Temple Theater got involved in staging movies and special performances to aid the cause, and service stations held special days when gasoline sales benefited the cadets. In 1955, the Kane Cadets participated at events in Rocky Grove, Knox, Phillipsburg, Corry, Johnsonburg, Ridgeway, Port Allegheny, Warren, Bradford, Brookville, Shinglehouse, Rue, and in Angelica and Allegheny, New York. The Kane Cadets and other town units of the era descended from organized military buglers and drummers returning from the First and Second World Wars. According to Wikipedia, traditional drum and bugle corps served as signaling units as early as before the Civil War, and these signaling units having descended in some fashion from ancient drum and fife corps. With the advent of radio, bugle signaling units became obsolete, and surplus equipment was sold to veteran organizations such as the VFW and American Legion, two major organizers for classic drum corps. These organizations formed drum and bugle corps of civilians and veterans, and the corps performed in community events and local celebrations. One of Kane's best-remembered corps of cadets was the 1956 unit. Drum Major Sherwood Anderson was an early linchpin as an organizer and provided important direction. A total of 46 members made up the cadets that year, including John and Tim Walter, Casey Jones, and Ron Hackett. First soprano buglers included Barry Steigers, Bill Lind, Joe Szymanski, and Kent Regal. Second soprano buglers were Bill and Sam Weston, Jim Rook, and Tom Eck. Among others were Kent Wilson, Ed Peterson, Jack Shaw, John Shea, Tony Zampona, Bob Arnold, Don Kineski, Jim Eck, Harry Rook, Galen Dodge, Harold Haight, Merle Bostaff, Paul Skelly, and Gordon Servideo, among others. The constant travel and long hours away from family eventually took its toll, and participation levels dropped by the end of the 1950s. In 1958, Sherwood Anderson stepped down from his leadership role, and the cadets reluctantly canceled their participation in several parades and competitions that summer. Although the group soon reorganized under the leadership of Monroe Nelson and Art Prindle, the cadets were down, but not totally out. Tom Collin was elected new drum major, and the group reinstated a handful of dates to close out the season. In 1961, another urgent call to action went out to encourage participation and fundraising in an attempt to save the proud group. Under the direction of Don Blint, the cadets hung on as long as they could. But in September of 1963, when the Kane High Marching Band wore the flashy cadets' uniforms during their halftime show at the season-opening Kane Ridgeway football game, the local era of the Drum and Bugle Corps was over. The cadets were gone, but not forgotten. In 1977, in a poignant reminder of the time, former Honor Guard Keith Norwalk, marching alone, carried the original cadets' flag as part of a special parade honoring retiring Fire Chief Doc Gardner. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.